What's the best thing in life? Tea life is.
Hey, 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 what's up? It's your boy TP here. Now for the first purple sweet potato recipe, super simple recipe. Cut up some sweet potatoes and steam them until soft, which is about 15 to 25 minutes. Next, you're going to mush up these steam mashed sweet potatoes and then add in 2 eggs, 1 cup of milk, mix them well. That's it. That's the ingredient that all you need. 2 eggs and 1 cup of milk. So you're going to brush a layer of oil onto a baking pan or any bowl that you want. Pour in the sweet potato mixture and cover the bowl with a layer of cling wrap. Poke some holes on top and steam it for 10 to 15 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, your steamed purple sweet potato cake is done. It is the fluffiest sweet potato cake that you're ever going to eat. It's healthy, low carb. Oh my goodness, it's going to be delicious. This one, I tried it last week after I saw the recipe. I immediately, ma, I want some sweet potato, purple one, yeah? And I want to make this recipe super easy. They loved it. I loved it. I'm going to make one during this holiday, Chinese New Year, so I can make it for my family members again. Ooh, delicious. TFM.
Tea Life has everything you need.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. You're back with me, T-Pay. So this is another great dessert that you can serve during small gatherings. Prepare some purple sweet potatoes, steam them for 15 minutes, and continue to mush them into mashed sweet potatoes. I think this is like the very usual step when you want to modify the recipe of sweet potatoes. So you gotta add 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of milk, and mix it all together. Next, on a plate, you're gonna shape the sweet potato mixture into any shape you want. You can make it like into a dome shape, a circular shape, a star shape, or even a simple one like a mountain shape where it's like a triangle. Pyramid, you know? Then pop it into the freezer and let it cool. After that, we're gonna prepare a simple fruit sauce. Yeah, this one is very important, okay? You're gonna pour this fruit sauce onto the sweet potato. So peel and cut up 2 dragon fruits, add 1 tablespoon of honey, mash them up. You can use a blender to blend it all until they become smooth and silky and watery. Then you're gonna cook this on a fire until it comes to a simmer. Alright, when it simmer, you're done, you let it cool down and pour it onto your sweet potato. Next, the final step is to chill all of this into the refrigerator before serving. It's gonna taste like this dragon fruit honey sweet potato dessert. It's just, I don't know how to say it, but it's delicious. Alright, I mean, I haven't tried it yet, but from that look at the video that I saw on the internet, oh my goodness, it's healthy, it's sweet, delicious, perfect for a party crowd pleaser. TFM.
Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life.
Bonjour, Night Show TFM here. Hey, it's TB here. The final recipe for today is the sweet potato baked pudding, specifically purple sweet potato, yeah? So for this recipe, once again, you're gonna steam 2 purple sweet potatoes and then add them into a blender, and this next ingredient, add 1 egg, 175 grams of milk, 25 grams of flour, and 1 tablespoon of milk powder. It's very, very important, this ingredient, okay? Blend until it becomes smooth and silky. Next, on the baking tray, brush a layer of oil before pouring this mixture onto the tray and bake at 180 degrees for 30 minutes. And your delicious purple sweet potato pudding is done. Now, I know what you're gonna say, like, TP, this is cake because it's big, it's not pudding. Well, according to the review from this recipe, it's gonna taste somewhat like a pudding texture. Soft, silky, hence the name is purple sweet potato pudding. I did not make it up. This is the original recipe owner that said it, okay? Go try it. TFM.